Peshin Chaf Aleph. Middle of the first paragraph? Wow. Okay, so we might as well start the first paragraph again. Okay. And we started, it's really an introduction to the whole middle part of Shemoneh Esrei. Shalosh brachos harishonos, v'shalach acharonos shel tefilas ha'amida, shavus b'chol ha'tefilos, shekol yemei hashana, avla brachos emtzos, mishtanos, b'shavus v'yantif, v'nascha be'ezras Hashem b'bir, b'rach emtzos, shem ha'achol, b'tchilo hayu rak shteim esrei brachos, v'schalakos l'beis, shesh rishonos, soivavos, achayenu asha, v'shesh acharonos, v'yachzom v'lo. Okay, we said this last time. The middle 12 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are 6 and 6. The 6 talk about things that we need, nothing to do with the gula. And the last 6 are things that are connected somehow to Kabbalah Shofar and on, things that have to do with the gedula. Terev shemevakshu meli yisbarach al tzarcheinu haklaliyim v'apratiyim. Before we ask for the individual or even general things that we need, we praise God that He gave us intellect, lachshev lahaskil, to think and understand. A person who saw even once, a person who lost his mind, all the gifts that people have, Rav Palmer told me, he advised me to stay away from hetamei rabbanans. Hetamei rabbanans, very often you hear one side, you hear the other side. It seems it's not done the way the Chazal originally intended. Once I signed the hetamei rabbanim, somebody came to yeshiva, a former Talmud, and it seemed, the way he described it, his wife lost her mind. Which a lot of people feel about their wives. But the way he described it, she had no intellect at all. And Rebelsky felt that there was mokum to be matir. So I said to Rebelsky, you can't just take his word for it. We have to send people down. So we sent two people down to where she was incarcerated. Or incarceration is not the right word, but it was. These two guys were so shaken up. Here was a woman who had to be in a straitjacket a whole day. When they untied her, she tried to eat herself. She tried to bite into her own flesh. It shook them up. It was a person who totally lost her mind. Now, exactly what condition she had, I don't know medically, but maybe a psychologist can figure it out. But it was just very, I didn't go down. These two young men came down. They came back. They were very, very shaken up by it. It's an awful thing to see.
This sounds like it's related to an emotional disturbance. What about
it? I told you I was going to figure it out.
No, but I'm saying, well, what happens if somebody... If Lola Williams or a spouse has dementia and is very,
yeah,
very cognitively, same thing.
Same thing. It's very, depending. It's funny. It's not funny, but it's strange how it comes in so many different forms. So many different forms. It's Lola, you know, it's terrible. But the idea that a person should appreciate things, generally, if it's not threatened, nobody appreciates it. We take it for granted. We walk, we talk, we see, we take it for granted. And the idea of the seichel of a person being, it seems most of the diseases that affect, the illnesses that affect the mind are, I shouldn't say most, but often are not reversible. It's a terrible thing. It's an awful thing. And then you see people who have the brains and the intellect, but for some reason convince themselves of things that are not true, and they live their lives that way, and they're totally, I don't know. So what he's saying is that the bracha v'atachayne doesn't start like Rifa'enu. Rifa'enu starts with a request. Baruch Aleinu starts with a request. Reina v'anyenu, slach lanu. All the brachas start with a request. Tekabi Shefa Gadol starts with a request. Shmak Aleinu starts with a request. They all start with a request. The only one that doesn't is Atachayne Lodom Das.
Is what?
Atachayne, the first bracha. Atachayne Lodom Das starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given a person intelligence.
Someone Allah Tzadikim. Is that a request?
Yeah.
What's the request of Allah Tzadikim?
What does it say? Allah Tzadikim? Yeah, what's after that? Right. All right. So they're all requests. Atachayin starts with a appreciation of Das. It's something which, truth is, for a person to ask for more Das, he has to appreciate what the Das that he has, that it's worthwhile. The morale says, Atachayin Elohim Das, everyone gets a certain amount free. And then he has to develop the Das more. He says, everyone gets a certain amount of Das, comes with life. And then you move on. So Schwab is making this point that the bracha of Atachayin Elohim Das uniquely begins with an appreciation of Das. So looking back inside, Shemekol HaMetanes HaToivos, sixth line, Shechainen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemino Anushi, Harei HaMetana Hachi Chashuv Yikayach HaSecho VaMachshava. Because we're accustomed to an ein ish sam alev lahakir toiv lachainin hadas. A person is not mesim lev. He doesn't have the attention to be back a toiv to the one who's chainin das. Chaytiktu ashik nesagdel of seich b'hida at chainin l'adam das amat nasa seichom.
He said that Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. That's why Tachoni Adam Das. Hashem first has to give you some wisdom, otherwise you don't have the wisdom.
You have Chacham Lechakim. You got to start with something.
Let's start with something. That's okay. What Hashem gives us, and then we ask. Okay, now that He gave us the freebie,
if you appreciate, if you use the first one, right?
That's the foundation.
Very good. He says. Shimshkop says it. I think about in the Sakdama, Aser Bishvil Shetesasher that give tzedakah, you should have more. It's the same thing. God gives a person a certain amount of money. And anybody, you go to someone to invest with him. You give him, if he does well, you give him more money to invest. So aser, give your tzedakah wisely, b'shvil shetis asher, that you should become wealthy. Rabbeinu Bachi actually says that we're mispronouncing it. It's aser, give ma'isim, b'shvil shetis aser, so you should give more ma'isim. I mean, it's the same idea, that God will give you more money to give more ma'isim. Anyway.
I understand why we're asking for this. It says, what does that mean?
We say wisdom, we make a bracha, when we see a chacham mechachmi wasa'ilam, we say, shechalak mechachmasai lireyav. Chalak means he gave a portion of his wisdom. So what we are understanding is that the wisdom of Torah is chalak mechachmasai, is part of the godly wisdom. And chacham mechachmi wasa'ilam, we don't say shechalak, we say shenasan. Shenasan is wisdom that God gives. But the part that's meyitcha, that's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, is what we ask for, godly wisdom. It's a godly wisdom. It's a wisdom that's spiritual, that has kedusha. What was his lashon there? I don't remember. Okay. That it says the chachma, the chachma is.
But is that the Torah?
It's Torah, but it's everything connected to Torah, right? The Menorah represents the seven chachmas. All of the seven secular wisdoms, if they're pointed towards Torah, they're part of Torah. They're part of the Menorah. So, okay, it could include almost everything. Almost everything. Okay. So getting back, l'chein tiknu asher esagdei l'pteach b'heidah, it says in bold, atochein el odom das, al matnas ha-secho. B'shoirish chein chanina, is from the word chein, who may loshen chino, Shahadas matnas chinam hu. First das is a gift. You don't got to pay for it. You don't have to use a pschar for it. Shkosh baruch hu daisin das l'chol yachem v'yachem b'min ha'adushi. God gives every individual a certain amount of das, some more and some less. Even though you may not deserve it. And even if he's an evil person. And it also teaches us that the koyach of seichel is a spiritual gift. Kabbai Shabir, Moran, Misham Shfal Hirsch, Ubushayle Yatsa, Shechein, who, Geistige, Bagebedug, a German friend. Geistige means a spiritual, Bagebedug is a
So what's the purpose of
gift?
Of Das to Goyim? They don't have much of
a Ruach. I think that we understand that even a non-Jew, I should say even also a non-Jew, has an ability to appreciate spirituality. The Chazal teach us that Akum Shalom Atayrah Haruka Kayan Gadol, a guy could reach a level. The Gemara says that they rejected it, that as a whole, on a whole, the Ubisoilim rejected much of the spirituality. Ra Vayatir Goyim. So Hashem saw, and he treats the Goyim like they're not commanded in these things. But individual Goyim can achieve it. It's rare.
It's rare. I mean, it's available if they want to use it.
It's there. It's like when you have a computer that has Wi-Fi capability, but you never heard of Wi-Fi, so you use the computer. You don't know that maybe it's there. It's better not to know about it. But if you don't know it has the abilities, you don't know it has the ability. So also, they have every person has the Wi-Fi to connect to Rabbeinu Shalom's channel, but not everyone knows that it's there. The bottom line, he says, "Kabbai Mirakosim, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha." Hashem should light up his face towards you, vichuneka, and give you this gift. Rav Gedal Yeshua used to say, I don't remember so many of the things he said, I didn't understand a lot of things he said, but one thing he said very often is that when we talk about Yor Hashem Panav Elecha, we say in Sim Shalim, Ki bar panacha nasat alonu, we say, in the light of your face, God, you've given us whatever you've given us. We said that when a person lets God into the door, so to speak, he feels the aura of Hashem, so bracha follows. The bracha follows, it's a certain peace and tranquility and understanding. So, Yor Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chunecha, Hashem should light his panim to you, and megel you'll have chen. V'hine. The second column, Tevas Das Teira Al Kilole Seyedia. The word das, it refers to general knowledge. We find in a pasuk a different use for das. Adam yoda is chava ishtai. Adam knew his wife Chava. Hagilu v'yadia hamiyuchad bein ish l'ishtai haynu achibor. The connection between man and wife. Shebeemes kol das vahakora bihira beize inyan hichibor vikesher hachachma im habina. That's a very tough sentence. He says das is the recognition of the connection of wisdom with understanding. Now, the wisdom without understanding is a dangerous thing. If you know a lot of information but you don't understand, you don't have the common sense on how to use it, you're in trouble. Boy, you're right. A person may know, either because he recognizes it physically, or he's taught, that something exists. It's physical, spiritual, or something, knowledge. The knowledge that something exists, that's wisdom. And then he has to use it to understand something from within something else. He's got to apply it to himself. I'll give you an example if it's appropriate for this week's parasha of Yaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdai. The question of what emuna and betochen, what the two things are. So different svarim deal with it differently. Basically, they all say emuna is the factual faith that there's a God that created the world, and betochen is applying it to your life, applying it to your life. The Ramban has a short sefer emuna betochen. He says emuna is the tree. And betochen is the fruit. So emuna is the tree or the source of knowledge of Hashem. And betochen is the fruit. In other words, a person looks at a world, he says, there's got to be a creator. Got to be. He never heard of Torah. So he can't have betochen. He could have emuna. He has faith. He has faith in the Bayre Yoylam. But the betochen, the actual practical part of his life, to have a tachin, so that he's missing. So the Rabbat says, you can have a muna without a tachin. But you can't have a tachin without a muna.
How's that?
I mean, you can have a tree, you can, if you have a fruit, that means there's a tree. Not possible to have a tachin. What does it mean have a tachin? Have faith. It's only if you believe in a creator, you believe in a certain set of values, so then you can have a tachin. So if you see a fruit, there's gotta be there was a tree. But if you see a tree, it doesn't mean there's a fruit. Could be there's a tree without a fruit. So emuna betachin, he says, emuna is the source, or the tool, the fact that a person knows there's a creator, and he created a world for a purpose, and then he has to apply it to his life, that's betachin. Betachin is applying it to your own life. Sometimes people are too afraid to have betachin. Or they think that sinners, Shami Yigrim Achet, it says, Rambam says that Yaakov didn't have enough betochen. He thought Shami Yigrim Achet. So emun and betochen are the source and the fruit. That's the idea.
Maybe
so,
when Rambam in the Shlosha Ikri, he says, Ani Mami Babuna Shlema, that there's a Bore, he's only talking about Amunah, but he doesn't mention betochen. And if you don't have betochen, maybe there's a chisaron in your
emunah. It's a very good point. The point is made by the Balai Musar that a person that has real emunah, he'll have betochen. I don't know, it's something that could be debated. Because some of that person has emunah, but he's either afraid, just afraid. People are afraid. It's hard to have betochen when the lion is charging at you. So sometimes, but I don't know, that idea that if a person has a stronger emuna, he would automatically have a tachin. It's true.
So
but anyway.
How does someone develop the tachin?
It's a very good question. I don't know. I think the more a person reflects on emuna, a person can have emuna as a creator and never think about it all day. He looks at the world, well, it doesn't come about by itself. It has to be a creator. So he has emuna, he believes in a God. He believes that God created the world, it must be a purpose. He believes there's a purpose. And we have a Messiah that God took us out of Mitzrayim. We have a Messiah God took us out of Mitzrayim. But to put into practice is very hard. So it says already in Mitzrayim, the Jews believed in God. By Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yaminu, by Shemu, by Moshe Avdai, it was a different level. It was practical. Because here they were at the edge of the Yamsuf. You know, in Mitzrayim, they were sitting home, and God inflicted the Egyptians. So you're like, so it was very nice, you know, nice thing to happen. You hear what happened today? There were frogs in Egypt. Yeah, really? Let's have a class trip and go. I imagine, you know, in Goshen, they probably made a class trip. Everyone should go to see the frogs in Paris, in the bedroom. So, but by Yam Suf, they had betach. The emunah was a real emunah. And Amun Achushas, they saw, they were frightened, they were scared. And they saw that Kosh Baruch Hu took care of them. That's a different level. That's an Amunah that has fruit. That's absolutely, because you're doing is, we have an Amunah that God puts us where we need to be. If you reflect on it, it's,
you know
what?
Nachshon ben Aminadav.
The rest of them had it after Nachshon jumped in and the Yam split, and everyone said, why didn't I do that? That's what everybody else had to hear. That's true. Each individual? I don't know. Okay. The Gemara says he shaved it. Gemara says he shaved it, but anyway. Anyway. Emuna is the, you can't have a fruit without a tree. You have to have emuna. Emuna means you have faith in the principles. The idea that there's a creator, and that there's a purpose in the creation, and that there are commandments. So that's always first. Then, to put that into practice, that's betachen. That's what Rabban says. Emuna is the tree, and betachen is the fruit. If you have the emuna, then you can have the betachen. Without the emuna, you can't have the betachen. He's saying this about das. That's what Rav Schwab is saying here. Let's see, we have another minute or so. He's saying, Koyazeh b'shem bina. Halfway down the second column. So he said, chachma means you have the knowledge of the intelligence. But the koyach to use it, koyazeh b'shem bina yikarei, hakeshesh b'deim, or koyach heheskel v'adas. Chachma is to have the wisdom, bina is to put it into practice, and das is the tool. Shiyasi gediyas emes habore deishtabshus b'moivsei habina b'yunei hachachma. What a sentence. That a person uses the wonders of Bina, biyunei achachma, in the things that he looks into wisely, hariyadas meira alachibor. It connects the, like the tree to the fruit. It connects the knowledge to the practice. Hakayachalos chanakash baruch hu rak lamina anushi. Only humans have this. Avshiyesh bekama balechayim eze bechina shachachma ubina. Even though animals, they're pretty smart. They know how to climb trees or how to catch fish. Their intelligence is limited to practical things. To find food. To save themselves from danger. But straight knowledge that's not practical. 2 + 2 = 4. Or the idea of math, bilti muchish she'en etali b'guf v'chaymer, in concept, not practical, hu inyan adas hari hakayach hazeh miyuchad rak la'adam. Again, he's saying that there's knowledge, and there's practice, and there's the connecting of the two, which he's calling das.